Lesson, Stephen. Message: the Holy Spirit enables us to follow Christ's example. Bible text taken from the book of Acts, chapter 6, verses 8 to 15, chapter 7, verses 1 to 16. Stephen, one of the seven chosen to serve, was well known among the people because of his faith. Some people opposed Stephen, however, and argued with him. These people became angry and lied to get their way. They brought Stephen before the council and summoned others who told lies about Stephen. There they repeated their accusations, claiming that Stephen had said Jesus of Nazareth wanted to destroy the temple and change the customs Moses had given them. The high priest asked Stephen whether his accusers were right. When Stephen spoke, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. When the members of the council heard Stephen's words about Jesus, they were filled with rage. But Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up into heaven. He said, "Behold, I see heaven opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." The people cried out loud and ran up to Stephen. They cast him out of the city and stoned him. While the crowd was throwing rocks at him, Stephen called upon God and said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." At that moment, Stephen died. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise. Stones, white garment for Jesus and God. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. What does Stephen do when people tell lies about him? He continues to testify about Jesus. How does the council react after Stephen speaks to those people? They are filled with rage. What does Stephen mean when he says, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge"? He forgives those who hurt him. Have the children repeat. Stephen was killed for being a witness for Jesus. If we may be treated unjustly by others, we should forgive them. Stephen received courage through the power of the Holy Spirit. If we follow Jesus, we may suffer, but we will be rewarded. Real life application. Explain the following. No matter what people said, Stephen continued to believe and testify about Jesus. We also want the Holy Spirit to give us courage so that we can also follow Jesus' example. Repeat the message. The Holy Spirit enables us to follow Christ's example.